Our guest today is John Chamberlain from the very popular Pittsburgh blog, YaJagOff.com. It doesn't mean what you think it means. It's the Social Club Podcast. Social Club for March 20th, 2015. My name is Josh Rawlerson from 90.5 WESA. Rachel Carlson is Community Director for Yelp Pittsburgh. Hi, Rachel.
Hello.
How's your week going?
It's going great. I had to recover a little bit from St. Patrick's Day.
Recover? Whatever happened? Did you
things
take another
Things going
tumble?
On. I did not. You know, that is a surprising thing. I did not. I did partake in some adult beverages at the parade. I did have a lot of cookies, I will say that too, and a lot of green things, but it was a lot of fun.
Were any of the green things beer?
Maybe.
You drank green beer?
No, I didn't.
You better not have.
I didn't.
Because you're going to have to answer to the craft beer intelligentsia of Pittsburgh.
I was drinking Yingling, though. Is that okay?
Oh, man. I think you'd be hard-pressed to make the case that, by any definition, that Yingling is craft beer.
No.
But let's have a panel discussion
okay.
on that topic.
Did you go out on Saturday?
Nope.
Do anything with the kids?
Nope.
Did you go out on Sunday?
Nope.
All right.
I went
I
out
give
on
up.
A 20-mile run on Sunday. Does that count?
That's actually incredible.
So I was kind of destroyed after that.
That's pretty incredible,
it
actually.
It felt like I was catastrophically hungover.
We probably felt the same on Sunday then.
Yeah, pretty similar.
But I did not run 20 miles.
Well, anyway, St. Patrick's Day is behind us.
Yes.
We move on with life. We move on with all of the riches that the city has to offer. And we've got a guest today.
We have got John from YaJagOff.
Thanks for having me. You know, the blog is one of those stories that, you know, what happens when people start drinking and then one thing leads to another.
Oh,
and,
I do.
So, no, really, I can't say I'm an aggressive driver. I just don't like bad drivers. And so one day I was going to have a beer with my buddy Gary, and this bus got in the way, and he or she would not pull over to the curb and pick people up. So it was clogging up the traffic. And I thought, no, well, there has to be some place
for that. It's just on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah,
what do you call
exactly?
That
and I said, there has to be a place where you can post that guy's picture, that driver's picture, and that way I don't have to take blood pressure
medicine.
I thought
you were going to say and bitch about it.
Yeah. That's it. And that's kind of how it started. I said, there has to be a way to post this. So one thing led to another. I started this YaJagOff.com, and I started blogging 3 days a week, just kind of posting silly things, people who couldn't park, people that were being ignorant to others. You know, I mean, it just frustrates me that, too. You know, the people that take 25 pieces into the 12-only grocery line, you know, all those kind of things. So, and dumb criminals, silly politicians, whatever. And one thing led to another, and it just kind of grew. And then I started posting every day, Monday through Friday, which became pretty rigorous. And then it got a couple of things of recognition from World Magazine and CBS Pittsburgh and things and on and on and on. And eventually it led to me speaking to the Hawaii Social Media Summit twice. I got two free trips to Hawaii.
Love
and to speak about YaJagOff, which is crazy. And then about a year ago, we started running a video every Wednesday called Yakin' with YaJagOff, where we interview interesting Pittsburghers. Whether we've done Billy Ardell, we've done Garth Brooks actually when he was here, but we've also done Reggie the Sax Man, who takes tips on the bridge when you're going to. And
well,
so he's a guy you either love him or hate him. But we had a blast hanging out with him shooting videos. So the blog has kind of evolved into this thing, and it's the most active and hardest full time job that I have that doesn't pay a doggone thing. but it's really been a blast.
So yeah. Wait, what is your real person's job in real life?
My real person's job is I have a partner, and I have a marketing company that teaches nonprofits how to do more effective outreach. People, you know,
are you busy?
Yeah, you know, we try
we
to
could
stay,
use some help.
You know, and they need to understand outreach and relationship building versus just begging for money or begging for volunteers.
Why did you look at me when you said just begging
for
money?
Wait, where are we standing right now?
Yeah. So that's what we do, and so we have a lot of fun doing that, quite frankly. And because of that, I have the flexibility to write this silly little blog too. And then right before Christmas, the blog turned into a book thanks to a publisher out in Philadelphia. I know that's a swear word in Pittsburgh. We work with someone from Philadelphia.
Ooh,
I like I can go on record and say I like Philly.
But so. There's a publisher. There's a big humoroutcast.com is a big humor website, and they aggregate one of my blog posts every week, which is kind of cool. And then that woman, Donna Kavanaugh, who runs that blog, actually said, "Hey, you should do a book." And again, over beers, one thing leads to another. Over Christmas, we put out this book, and I think right before Christmas Day, it went to number 14 on the Amazon.com humor essay list, which was kind of cool.
That's amazing.
I don't know if that's fuzzy marketing math or if that's for real, but it sounded really good.
Own that. Speaking of swear words, right? Can we dispense with the terminology issue here, since you literally wrote the book on jagoffs?
Yeah.
Okay, there is this misconception. I'll just say a misconception that there is some, you know, prurient, naughty content to this word. Can you set us straight on that?
Sure.
What does the jagoff mean?
Sure. So actually, Barbara Johnstone from CMU has written a lot of information on this. And the word is not – the phrase jag off or the word jagoff is not a swear word. It actually comes from the term Jagger Bush, which Jagger Bushes were in the Mon Valley, and Jagger Bushes poke, and jag meaning to poke, and kind of somehow a jagoff turned into jerk. Now, so given that kind of – there are some people who – there's about 50% of Pittsburghers think it's a swear phrase, and it doesn't mean what they think it means. It really is not a swear word. And what's really interesting is that last fall, we did a fundraiser for the Pittsburgh Emergency Medicine Foundation, and the fundraiser was we were determined to get the word jagoff into the Webster's Dictionary.
Right.
And it was funny because, again, some people were, "Oh, I love that. My mother, my grandfather said it all the time," whatever. And other people, older people, you can tell they're definitely older. You know, I'm 80 years old, and that's a terrible word, and you should never do that, and you're embarrassing Pittsburgh. But the cool thing was that we had a petition, and many people signed it. And
some high-profile support.
Yeah. Pittsburgh Dad got behind it. The mayor got behind it. Billy Gardell got behind it. I mean, it was a lot of fun. And while it didn't get into the dictionary because there's some issue that, you know, it has to be more – yeah, right.
Jagoffs,
the Webster jagoffs. But there has to be more used more in everyday language, and it's really just used by Pittsburghers. Actually, what's interesting is some Chicagoans on Twitter,
they say,
"Hey, that's our word." And I say, no, that's a Pittsburgh word. So, but anyways, we raised some money because the guys from Three Guys Optical gave $1 for everyone that signed the petition. And we raised some money for the Pittsburgh Emergency Medicine Foundation. So we were – and I was trying to define it as three things. It's kind of like, you know, look at our age. You know, when we were younger, we didn't know if bad was bad or bad was good, right? Oh, that's bad. Does that mean it's good or it's bad? So jagoff is kind of like that, you know. Jagoff, if I don't see you for 20 years and I see you at the reunion and I walk up to the cookie table at a wedding and I say, "Oh, my God, Josh, I haven't seen you for oh, my God, it's been 20 years. How are you, jagoff?" And I give you a big hug. Yeah. It's kind of a term of endearment.
Sure.
And but if you scare me, at some place, you walk up to me, I go, "Ah, you jagoff." So it's kind of like a startle, I guess you'd say. But then there's the jagoff that when they cut you off on the Fort Pitt Bridge or the Fort Duquesne Bridge and you give some hand signs or whatever, that's also a jagoff. So I think it was our opportunity to really define it as Pittsburghers really use it.
But you can confirm now that kids, if they use the word jagoff, do not have to put money in the swear jar? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'll leave that up to the parents, depending on their taste. But yeah, technically they do not. So any kids, if you're in your 30s and you want to go back and sue your parents for all the coins you had to put in your swear jar, you got
expert witness.
Yeah,
for your
I'd be
Josh.
Happy.
Are your kids allowed to say jagoff?
It hasn't come up yet. Okay. Now we're going to have that talk now.
The talk is going to happen
yeah,
soon.
Barely.
I'm looking through your book now, and the one part that I got really excited about is the crazy cat woman. the person that puts the 1,200 stickers on here, which my husband actually did get me for Christmas, was cats to put on my car, which I haven't yet. I want to just tell everyone I haven't yet. But this picture is hilarious, and I love – that's how I think – before we actually ran into each other in person, you were kind of going incognito. And so I would go to your website when I was researching just Pittsburgh media, and I couldn't find any contact information from you. It was, like, very mysterious. But I remember that's how I kind of got into what you were doing, was reading about the jagoffs in terms of the parking and the driving and the just general jag-offery, who I just made a word to.
Yes, I think we've been trying to coin that word. It's a blog about jag-offery. Yeah, exactly.
I love that. Yeah.
But, well, and the idea behind being incognito for a while is really interesting. I didn't do it because I was afraid of something, but what I did, I've had the opportunity to meet a lot of people in my life so far, and I didn't want this to be like selling insurance, where I call all my relatives and say I'm selling insurance and I'd like you to buy insurance for me, and then I kind of feel successful because my friends bought insurance from me. So I decided that I'm just not going to say anything, and I'm just going to do this and see if any of my friends actually follow. And you know, because I don't want them to say, "Oh, this is John. I better read it." You know, I just wanted it to happen, and that's kind of it. And I would go to bars, and this guy, Vinny Ryan, who I went to school with, we were at some event, and he goes, "I think I'm going to try to meet this jag-off person today." He said he's going to be here, and I'm cracking up. And I finally just said, "Vinny, let me buy you a beer." I said, "It's me." And he goes, "Get the heck out of here," you know, and all that kind of stuff. And actually, I was just at a funeral. A friend's mom died, and I was standing there in the funeral parlor, the visitation time, and this guy comes up to me. He goes, with the side of his mouth, "Are you your jag off?"
I love that.
So it's kind of funny. But actually, these friends of mine in Hawaii, they're the ones who said, "Nothing really big's going to happen with your blog unless you come out and say who you are. Come out from behind the curtain," kind of thing.
Branding yourself.
Exactly.
Which and, is what you understand from marketing.
Exactly. And quite honestly, once we started doing the videos and once I started to go to different things, and you know, I don't make it overt who I am or anything. It's certainly not important, but it has grown the blog, and it's been a lot of fun, actually. My favorite thing is how many Pittsburghers we're connecting, because, you know, the Facebook page, the Twitter page, the Instagram page, there are people from Las Vegas and Phoenix and Australia who come to the blog and say, "Well, you kind of keep me up to date on what's happening in Pittsburgh." And again, I don't take on any big social issues, you know, nothing complicated. It's all lighthearted reading, and that's what it's meant to be. And so it's been a lot of fun. I've met a lot of people.
Well, John, you want to do the honors and tell us what you're looking forward to this weekend or in the near future, or any events coming up that you'd like to tell people about?
Sure. On April 15th, Tax Day, I will be at the Green Tree Library doing a live book read, I guess you would say.
Doing your taxes.
Hanging out. Yeah. No. Hopefully my taxes will be done, but we could be talking about the jag-off taxes. Yeah. At some point in the near future, we are going to do an improv event at the Arcade Comedy Theater. So stay tuned for when that's going to be up and coming, where we'll read some passages out of the book, and then the improv group will do something, you know, in addition
cool.
to that.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to that. That would be a lot of fun. So, yeah. So, and then you can get the book on Amazon.com and
make it a number one seller.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. You know, we'll have a big pizza party or something. And then we'd have to have this argument of whether it's Minio's or Aiello's or Beto's, right? So I think it'd be a lot of fun. Yeah,
right.
There you go.
Which one's
nicely
the one
done?
There you go. So So I appreciate. Thanks for very much for having me on. I appreciate.
Yeah, thanks for coming. It was nice to meet you.
Thank you. And I just have to sneak in here real quick.
Please do. Yeah. What do you got?
A couple of events going on this weekend I want to talk about. First is the Yellow Brook. Wait, oh my gosh, I'm saying it wrong already. Yellow Book Road, After Hours at the Library. So this is one of their annual events that they do, which is 21 plus crowds. So obviously there will be booze. There will be fun and merriment as well. So buy your ticket ASAP, because this is obviously tonight. And it's going to go from 7 to 10 p.m. at the main library. And a lot of fun, different, obviously, Wizard of Oz things. The Yelp booth will be there. We have some fun Tin Man associated activities. I will not be in costume. I didn't think about that. Maybe. Okay. Maybe you convinced me. All right. I'll be Dorothy. You've convinced me. Any chance to put on some sparkly red shoes? And then on Saturday, we have Shake Your Booties, which is obviously a fun event because it's Shake Your Booties. Shake Your Booties is going to be at Stage AE, and you can grab your tickets now. Like I said, these things, you got to get your tickets beforehand and have fun raising money for a good cause. It's for the children's home, so obviously
what is the booty shaking involve?
I think dancing, I'm sure.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, and I mean, who doesn't love to shake your booty a little
bit? But maybe it would be like some kind of high concept boot
booty shaking thing. No.
So many of these cleverly titled things you come in here with are like that.
I think that this is just a shake your booty for booty a good cause, right, which I'm into. And then my shameless plug is for my big party, which is on April 2nd. Again, RSVP now. It is a free party, guys. Free, free, free. It is on yelp.com/events. And you can head there, RSVP 21 plus, but it's at the Children's Museum. I'm going to give you some hints now. Maybe next week I'll give you some more. But it's a circus theme. There's going to be a lot of really great performers, a lot of 30 plus vendors of food and drink from local sponsors, and just a really fun time.
Are they going to let people run around in that hamster cage wall? That, like,
you know what's so funny? So the Children's Museum does a 21 plus night.
Right.
And the first time I went, adults were imbibing and started going in there. And I was like, wow, they let people in there? Sure enough, they do. I would think it'd be more dangerous for the kids because the kids have a mental breakdown in the little cage and then it's over. But with the adults,
inexplicably,
you know,
kids love that thing. To me, it just seems like it would be traumatizing. This is like
claustrophobic
for me to watch from outside.
Ready,
get a couple drinks in me and I'll go in there. That sounds like fun.
I'm ready to see you in there, Josh.
All right, I'll be there.
April 2nd. All right, I'm going to hold you to that.
Right.
So bookmark April 2nd. Go on RSVP on yelp.com/events.
Rachel, have a great weekend.
You too.